There's the final whistle. It's all over. Jimmy White has blown the final whistle, and tonight's game has finished in a share of the spoils. St. Union's 1-9, Kilcar 1-9. Kilcar were leading in the very first minute of the second half, 1-8-4, which was a 7-point advantage. But St. Union's came back into the tie, and they've got a share of the spoils. Both St. Union's really had a couple of chances to win this in the last moments of the half, but in the end, it's a share of the spoils as the players just, some are shaking hands, some are pushing each other about. The supporters are on their feet as they go to leave the O'Donnell Park here tonight. But Martin McHugh, you got that draw that you said you would take 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, so listen to draws post from your way from home against St. Unions, but I mean, we should have won the match. Kilcar would be very, very disappointed. I mean, you know, I mean, they looked happy enough at the end to take a draw, but they'd be very disappointed because they had a chance to put it. You get to come against a young team, I said that earlier on, you chance to put them away. Listen, the draw, you know, from their point of view, the draw's probably without Owen McHugh in the middle of the field there, who's playing really well at the start of the year for them. You know, they'll be happy enough with the draw, but it'll stand to the St. Unions team. It was a good performance by the Unions team. They didn't, you know, they didn't put down their heads and they kept battling on and they got the goal at an important stage. And so, you know, maybe a draw, looking at it all over, was a fair result. Kilcar had the better, by far, of the first half, and Unions had by far the better of the second half. So, again, a draw was probably a fair result, but Unions would be happy enough. But Niall O'Donnell getting a straight red will be a blow to Unions because, you know, not alone, you need game time and that there. And to see Ryan McHugh over to Niall O'Donnell, he was talking to the umpires down there. It was the umpires that told Jimmy White what happened. But I saw what happened. He did pull on the ball on the ground as the Kilcar goalie dropped the ball. So it is, you know, it was a dangerous thing to do. And, you know, he was trying to put the ball away. And maybe we just a wee bit fired up after the goal and everything else. We know he's not a dirty player. But I think Unions will be very, very happy. And Brian McIntyre made a big difference when they got him on. And I expect him, he'll be starting the next day. And both teams will be happy with the draw.
Well, the story of the game tonight, on 14 minutes, Kilcar were leading by goal and three to a single point. It was all about the men from Towney, and it was Patrick McBurty's penalty which gave them that cushion in the opening quarter. But after the water breaks, and Union started to find a bit of rhythm, they had three unanswered scores, Peter McAniff, Niall O'Donnell and Conor O'Donnell, reducing the deficit to 2 points. But then, once again, Kilcar, they found the sort of gears that they had in those opening 14 minutes. In the latter part of the half, they had four unanswered scores, three of which came from Patrick McBurty, who was out playing a deeper role. Kieran McGinley also got in the act as well. At the break, Kilcar were cruising 1-7 to St. Union's 4 points. It was a 6-point advantage. In the very first minute of the second half, Matthew McLean's score edged that out to a 7-point game. But sort of Kilcar after that lost their way in the tie. They could only manage one more score, and that came from Conor Dock, a fisted point, which could have been a goal, only for a block down by, I think it was the St. Union's fullback, no, it was the St. Union's centre back, Aaron Deeney was in there possibly. They got a block down. Sean Patton was in there as well, but Conor Doherty fisted it over the bar, and that was the only other score of the second half from Kilcar, and that was in on the 8th minute of the game. Just before that, back-to-back scores from Pat McGinnigan and Niall O'Donnell, and then we had four unanswered scores from the 9th right through to the 26th minute for St. Unions. Points from Owen McGeehan, Niall O'Donnell and Brian McIntyre, and then that goal from Pat McGinnigan levelled up the game at 1-9 apiece. But neither side managed to find a breakthrough, and neither side managed to get an opening to get a winning score to put them on 4 points after two games. Kilcar did have a man sent off, Andrew McLean, for two yellows, and Niall O'Donnell was given a red card. But a share of the spoils in this tie, 1-9 apiece. I'll bring Brendan Kilcoyne in, who was sitting in the commentary position with us tonight as well. Martin seems to feel that that was a fair result, given that it was all Kilcar in the first half, all St. Unions in the second half. Would you concur with that, Brendan?
Yeah, I think a draw was a fair result on the night. You know, Kilcar will probably more feel like it was a loss from the point of view that they were in control of the game. They were 7 points clear just into the second half, which I have to give great credit to this young St. Unions team. They kept battling away and they got the reward on the night. And while I was saying that it'll feel like a loss for Kilcar, I think it'll feel like a bit of a win for St. Unions, and they'll take a lot of heart from this going into the next round. Of course, Niall O'Donnell is going to be a loss, but there's a lot of young players on the team there and they can take a lot from this game. They pushed up harder in the second half, they forced the errors, and I just didn't see the life and the spring in the Kilcar players that was there in the first half, whether it was a bit of tiredness or whatever it was, but they just couldn't seem to be able to get forward with the same purpose that they did in the first half. And, you know, we referenced Kieran McGinley's and Mark McHugh's wides at a crucial stage in the second half, and I think St. Junans drew hard from that. They kept pushing, kept pressing. As we said, Brian Mack came on and made a big difference in the game. So, listen, there was some intriguing balance. You look at Patrick McBeardy and Conor Morrison, they had a really good battle out there. Good, honest battle. Two lads, two county men going at it. And nothing, you know, there's nothing held back in a championship football. And you don't expect that to be held back. You can't say there was a massive win in there. I think Conor Morrison will be happy enough in that he kept Patrick quiet in the second half. Patrick wasn't really a feature in the second half. We know what he can do. But both teams taking a point out of it, they'll be happy enough with that today, Ash.
Okay, finally, Martin, it's a share of the spoils here. It's finished 1-9 apiece. Will this result define the championship for either of these two sides?
Now, well, I think that the big thing is, you know, is the quarterfinal getting home advantage. You need to finish in the first four. I think that's what people are saying is happening, that the first four will play. So, you know, it's a point drop by both sides. You know, the draw will be a big difference now. You know, who they get in the draw will make a big, big difference. But both sides will be happy enough. I mean, it's early days yet, and, you know, you find out. These are the kind of games, so neither of them found out anything last week about themselves. They'll know more today, far more about themselves, where they need to improve and everything else. And, you know, it's a great battle even from the two goalkeepers. Kevin Campbell has been very good for Kilcare this year. Kickouts were very, very good. But give credit to McGettigan, the way he turned on that ball, pouring McGettigan when he came in, the way he got his foot to it and everything else. Looked like the ball was going out wide in Kilcare defence, and he just got his left foot to it brilliantly to put it into the net, and it was a big, big score. But I thought Kilcare's bigger players, you know, had been put in a big shift, had tired about it, you know, later on in the game. But I think, as I said, both teams will be happy. You know, they'll be happy enough with each on 3 points now, and looking at it now, we'll look forward to the draw and everything else. And you know, we have, as I said, there is the big four, look like they are the big four, and Unions will be very, very happy, you know, with a young team like that there coming up against one of the, you know, the big teams in the county, the favourites. They'll be happy enough with it. So I enjoyed the game. It was an enjoyable game, and fair play to Unions, they didn't put down their head. But Kilcare, I'll be disappointed that they don't put teams away. And as someone I've seen in Kilcare this last couple of years, we don't put teams away when we're on top, and that's the time. Anybody will tell you in football, finish a team off, it doesn't matter if you're 10 ahead, go 12 ahead and finish them off. So fair play to Unions for that second half performance. Kilcare's first half performance was good, but as you see, there was a great old battle between Conor Morris, Pat and Verdi. They were still at it after the final whistle went and everything else. So that's, you know, that's all part of it, you know. And it's funny, interesting, Kilcare playing Pat and Verdi further out the field this year. They don't maybe have enough inside then to hit inside when they have them out the field. We need them everywhere, I suppose.
Okay, thanks to Mark McHugh and to Brendan Kilcoyne tonight. So it's all over here at the O'Donnell Park, and we will of course have more coverage from the Donegal Senior Football Championship for you tomorrow afternoon on Highland, and indeed on Sunday afternoon as well. It's all over. It's finished in a draw. A share of the spoils in the big championship game of round two. It's finished. St. Junan's 1-9. Kilcare 1-9. Coming up after the news at 9 o'clock, we will have the latest from Inchicore, where St. Patrick's Athletic are still leading Finn Harps by 2-0. Back to the studio on the mountaintop.